bašala ka nna ma gona ba palle ka camera.
Okay, we're back on. So what kind of job in Samancor did you first start with?
O ka dilo fem seletsi ka Samancor.
Ke ne ke sebetsa ke le labor.
Okay, labor o ka go hlalosetsa labor yo.
Go re ne ke sebetsa mosebetsi wa di chief. Re sebetsa di Pauli.
Okay, labor work that they were doing, they were working in braziers. The way I think they boil metal, yeah, and steel. That's the braziers they always talk about.
Mm-hmm. And that was, so you started working there in the late 1970s, yeah? How old were you then?
No? 70s.
It was the 80s.
80s.
What year did you start there at Samancor?
1980,
late 86.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what, were you given any training? Were you given any, to do the kind of work that you were doing?
Nelefwe training from Sibis Uno, Sibis Apollo.
Nkare training yona ha re ya ifuwa empa re ile ra bontsha fela hore na re lo sebetsa kae ho etsa halamo.
Okay, there was no training, it was just instruction that you do this and that. No training at all.
And what kind of work were you doing then?
Mosebetsi no etsa kofi.
Hona Pauli mo. Nka re mosebetsi e neng go etsa mono e ne le go phusha seleke sena ga se tswa Pauli mane se tsamaya forong ena teng ena mesilo kena teng dipitseng mole re se bulela tsela re se tsamaye se o kena mo se se ke sa block-a ranara.
They were using, I think, this melted iron from the place. They were pushing it from one point to another. And then making sure that there's no blockage in their way.
And was that the kind of work that you get it on doing at Samanko?
Ilaba ona fela msebetsi salo yetsa Samanko.
Ah, ilaba aya ka ba ona fela.
No, not to me that one. Emeng ilaba efe.
Ha ke tloha mono Pauli mono ene le ka 1988 ha re tshintshwa mono gobane ka 1987 go ile a ba le strike Samancor ya belo re Samancor e ya re tebela ha e re ntsha Samancor ke mona merile ba ga ga yo fihla dikhotho le yona ka 88 e belo re re a hirwa khotho ha re tloha khotho mono he ke ha ere fa mosebetsi ape ke me ke ileng ka fihlela planting yo thweng ke South Plant.
Okay. Because of a strike that took place in 87, they went on strike and in 88 they were recalled again. And then he worked at a certain department called
South Plant
and then later some
le teng ne ntse re sebetsa ka tsona di-fenase ne re mono go ne o takua tshepe re sebetsa go etsa di-sanpane mo go tshelwang tshepe ena teng a e setswa ka Pauling ka mane.
Okay. And then from there they worked with some chemical that fenas and then they had to build some sort of a pot where they would pour that melted metal.
And at that time, before the strike and after the strike, what were your wages?
Pele ho strike ka pogama ho strike mo putso no lewa.
Le temo no ntse o le fatshe but fela o no le betere ho feta nako le ke sa le selagpa.
Oh no, it was better off than before the strike.
So how much were you getting paid?
That
is the before strike.
Before strike.
Okay, before strike, around 300,
mm-hmm.
and then after.
Ke re jwa le hantle re ya jwa lo hontso ke nya increase ntsho nyo lo wa jwa lo eh then ya ge ka mo ga mono he e re ke re e ke go tse 300 eno hantse ke le hona mono South Plant o fihlela ke change South Plant ke ya di office
and then the office
then the office mono he ke teme ke le nka phamisetswa moputso hanya.
Okay, from South Plant he was moved again to office job or I don't know what
messenger
or messenger in the offices.
Okay, so just to
go ahead with the strike, was it only about wages or was it also about work conditions?
The strike was about wages.
Okay, it was for the salaries and also harassment in the working conditions.
When you say harassment, tell us what you mean.
Ba oblelaeng ha hona ba hlekefetsa ka mo.
Gore ene le taba hore ntho ho dula ho ntse ho tejelwa batho. O sa bui hantle le batho ke di foromane jwalo le di bus boy tsa di.
Okay, what is trying to explain here is that the management, the way they treated the employers was like get chucked out at any time given.
I see you. Your head there. It's just a little bit of. I know it's hot. It's very hot. And on the camera, it'll come. Yeah, it's fine. Okay. I just wanted to go back just to a more personal question. Your father passed away previously. How many people were in your family, brothers and sisters, with your mother?
There were six with the father alive, and then they were left five after his death.
So your mother and four of children.
Yes.
And were you? Where were you? The youngest, oldest, in the middle somewhere?
Firstborn.
So when you got your job, first at the abattoir and then at Simancor, were you taking care of your family or was your mother still working there?
Okay, he was responsible alone.
So you were the sole breadwinner there? Okay. Now, I just wanted to ask you, when you said you got put into where you were using these thinners and pouring the metal into there, were you provided with any, at that point, were you provided with any, again, any training, any special equipment, any protection, these kinds of things? What kinds of things? Can you tell us about what training and what you were told to? Yeah?
Training on Alifumanu.
training that in gare le hona teng monontso le go gono o bontsha fela mosebetsi o rena o tshwantse o sebetse jwang o etsa hala mo.
Okay, still like the first job was just being instructed to do it. It's not training.
So there was no training involved. No. Okay.
And what the union at the time that was organizing in Samanko, what union was it?
A union in Sabil Samanko, in Abidjan.
NUMSA.
That's NUMSA.
Did you join NUMSA as soon as you started working at Samanko?
Ola we join a outlet out here na fela kapola ki ola join a mranya.
Ki vini NUMSA haki kata out here na Samanko.
Immediately after you are employed.
And in just in terms of the union, did they? How important was issues of workplace safety and so forth for NUMSA?
Tabenza butshireletso ba batho NUMSA le na lo tla hlohlela maemo ba ba sebetse ka ga company.
Ah, chindate ne ke so ba bone ba tle bona ba NUMSA o tlo sheba maemo a ba sebetse tshireletla sa tshireletso.
Fela chelete na ba ihole.
E chelete ona ne ba ihole.
There was no attention as far as workers are concerned, but the subscriptions were being deducted every week.
When you say there wasn't any attention from NUMSA in terms of the workers, what do you mean?
Working conditions.
Eh ka tsebo ya ka ne ba so ne ke so ba bone ba tlile feming go re ke re bitswa go thwe batho ba union ya lona ke bana ba teng ka jeno lena ba re ba kopa gore ba ke ba tlo sheba maemo a tshebetso go na le sebetsa tlasa maemo a jwang ka hara feme ne ke so e bone taba mofuto wa esa.
Okay, according to me, as far as I know, that I've never seen members of the union in the company, or maybe whoever they came once to someone a meeting of workers, whoever they could put, maybe workers can complain the conditions of their jobs. They have never ever came there as far as it's concerned.
And in terms of the work that you were doing at the time, did you have complaints about the conditions of your work?
Can I go to Elizabeth and Nale or now with little Bam Slomo or now we know? Come, I'm Savitor.
Who you know anything, Neresu, or Neresat, little be a director, who you know, and Neretti Cleva, Caddy Shop Steward.
Okay, the mouthpiece used to be Shop Steward because the union seemingly was far away
My question is, outside of the union, you yourself, at the time you were doing this work, did you have complaints, or did you believe that there was maybe a problem in terms of the conditions that you were working under?
Oh, can tell ho union. We na kabu na fela. Ona lemo kilemo akwa ma antena hentle na. Eko sebetsa ni sebetsa.
Go 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 jwang mona ha ke khone o sebetsa ka ba jwa.
Okay, there was no way you could complain alone at that time during those years, because you need to talk to the shop stewards, and then the management was something very personal somebody. So there's no way they could talk on behalf of himself.
Okay, but I'm not asking if you actually complained. But were you happy with the conditions of work?
Oh no, all tabetse mo my mom said it too.
go ntateng ka ge le ha maemo ane a se matle re ne re gotsofetse bitsong la gore re ne re na le mosebetsi re tseba gore ha beke e fela kapa kgwedi e fela go na le seo re tla tla re se tshwaretse ba malapa a rona gore ba tlilo phela.
Now they was not happy but no choice because there was no way they could bring something for the children at home to eat.
Okay, and what were the things that you were unhappy about?
Bulelang thotse bang uno sendisa uthabisi.
Kore thotse nendisa uthabisi. Hangata ne ba tsona maemo ao a tshebetso. Ska ke re ne re sebetsa melong mono. Mo dipaola di neng di dula dithunya ha dithunya jwalo batho ba lemala ge lemala ntho tse ka rentse.
Okay, there was things that didn't like sometimes the working conditions were very scary. Things like braziers would explode at times and then they had nowhere to go and complain. But because there was no other option, they had to sustain it.
And what did we? Sorry, no.
Go ahead.
And at this time, I'm taking it outside of this. At this time, what in terms of your own personal life? Had you were you married now?
Ka se asabua aswa anyana katoko o nyezna.
Ntate nkare. Ee, ke nyetse empa re ile ra arohana le mohatsaka bitsong la maemo a bophelo boo ke seng ke le go bona ha e sale ke kene sa manko.
Okay, after falling sick from the chemicals in that company, he was married but the wife decided to go out of the wedding.
Okay, so you got did from your the wife you didn't have any children from that first marriage, no?
Banana was ten years old. No, no children. Chemicals damaged a huge system. He couldn't even have children.
Okay. So. When you said we got to the point where you said you changed jobs and you became a messenger in the office there, so take us from there. What happened after? How long did you stay in that job and then?
Asa wangu leba wenze messenger akamane. Ola sebetsa juang kama ulite na fukai.
Ho messengering kore ntho tse ngata ha re sa kgona ho di hopola ha re sa kgona le ho di tshwara ntho a teka kelelong ka mona. Go ba manganisi e re le maditse empa nka re bo messengering ke a gola ke sebeditse go ya lemong tse nne go isa go bohlano go tloa mono ke ha ke fumana mosebetsi wa go sebetsa lepe se ke sebetsa ka di-chemical seka mono senepeng seno se ke tlhaileng go sona mono.
He's saying he can't remember everything because of.
I just wanted to get the picture, just this picture.
Okay. Okay, he's saying he can't remember everything because of manganese, because it did cause some loss of memories. So if he's not sure, but it's between 4 or 5 years, and then from there. He was moved again to another department and laboratory where then he was directly working with chemicals.
Okay. Now, it sounds to me from the time frame that you made that move almost at the same time, if you were there at the messenger off for about 3 or 4 years, at the same time that the political changes started taking place in the country, in the 93, 94, somewhere around there?
Okay, ukwala kana ko eno ne sentse lena go sa bori ga etsa uno o sentse no ka go pola mphamong kana go tsa
e ne sentse le na go tsa tsona di rayo setse
eh
go tloa go tloa gore e rekere tsa 76 o ba tsona ne ke sa le monyane ke le sekolo tsa 84 ne ke so sebetse sa mankgwe ne le gona ke sa le slagpale kwana ka bo 84 ba then tse mo ke hopolang teng ke ha rona ne re le striking seo sa samankgo sa 87.
Okay, most of the things like our presence in 76 and 84 basically is still young, and then in 84 it was still in the abattoir in Vereeniging. What these memories serves him with is still is 1987 when they were on strike.
87. Okay, my question was, is that if you can remember, it doesn't matter, it doesn't, it's not the, so much the exact date, but when the political changes in 94, the Dinu democracy, were was that about the same time that you made the shift into working in the laboratory? Was that about the time?
Kana ko eno bo 94 he ha o tla me rusho 94 ke ne ke na ko no senso le ka ka mo ka chemical le ka le bot ha o bona is a specific date.
You don't it's okay. So somewhere in that region, that's fine. Okay. Do you remember at the time after when Mandela became president and everything, were there any changes that happened in Samankor, in the factory, in the working situation, the management, anything that you can remember? I'm asking specifically, were there any specific changes in the Samankor, in the job, after
94? Nothing has changed.
And during 1994, when all the changes were happening, and Mandela was, I mean, in the 1990s, when Mandela was released, ANC unbanned, and then democracy, do you remember how you felt, and maybe what you were hoping for in terms of the broader changes that were happening?
Kayonana kwe na 94 ya House of Mandela, di peto, zeno za mekhahlo, di local. Wena o no fila o tla bona o no bona fishawe le ba
nna ka mokgone ke bona ka teng ebile ke nagana ka teng ne ke nagane gore re tlilo phela bophelo bo tla ba teng le mesebetsing tšhe go tla ba monate diphetho di tla ba teng.
Okay, I thought everything would change for the better, like job opportunities and a better living for all as they promised. But it didn't happen.
When you say job opportunities, what kind of job were you wanting to do?
Mosebetsi o mong le mong le ona e ne ntse ko sebetsa ha fela o ne o kampha tšhelete ne tlatla emphedisa le ba haeso le ha fela ne ntse ke phelaphela ka yona empa ha e ne ka ya bantlenyana kore ke kgone le go tšhentšha lelapa lena mohlomong le nna ke extende jwalo ka batho ba bang ntho tseo kaofela.
Okay, even if he was still in his job, he would appreciate it if the salaries were upgraded so that he could live like other people, like extending the house and living a normal life like other people.
Mm-hmm. When you started working in the laboratory, what was your wage at that point?
Okay, they were graded into the into those B1s and A1s. Ma o fela no fumana kae?
Ne ke etsa ene tse ke etsa ona 300 and
it was around
700 and something.
300 and something.
Yes.
Every month.
Can I ask
week.
For a week?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a week. Okay. All right.
Okay, can I ask you, when did you start realizing that maybe your body was being affected by the chemicals that you were working with?
Memory is still lost, but here and there you can catch up. But he realized when he started to have epilepsy.
And when did you discover you had epilepsy?
Like 5 years ago, 10 years maybe.
Ninety-eight.
And when you started working in the laboratory, I was looking at this picture that you provided. What kinds of chemicals were you working with? Did you know what these chemicals were?
Well, not to say about the chemicals.
Hydrofluoric, HCl,
a whole range, a lot of them.
Mm.
And what exactly did you do in the laboratory? What were you doing?
Sampling.
Okay. Okay, I was working with samples of this.
So what did you do with those samples? Did you test them? What were you doing with them?
Then basebetsang ka tsona di analyzer ha ba fihla ba kena ba bona ne re kena pele ho bona ka bo 7 mosebetsing o kgone ho prepare di sample tseo le tsona di chemical tseno ba thole se re di mixitse ha ba kena bona hebe se ba fihla fela ka ho tjela pele ka mosebetsi wa bona wa ho analyzer.
Okay, the job was to sort of take this bottle and mix different chemicals and wait for the analysts to come, and then when they come, they just take. I think even the amount of the chemical, like different bottles.
And when you were on this, doing this job, were you receiving any training for this?
Well, I've managed two pairs from Sereswe.
Kore mono, bane bare, where now chanti, we two demisibiti, and kore mote au otote na sibita mu asibita gaonam sibitu. Unno shebe hansa sibita mu morena, unza itang.
Okay, there was no training provided, but they would put you next to a man who was already working there, and then you must look and learn from him.
And I'm noticing in the picture that you weren't wearing anything, did you have any, at any time that you worked there, did you have any kind of safety? I see you wearing gloves, that's all.
Unofua fela msebeti fela utunga msebeti ko etsang tweetse.
Okay.
Ho rona le tshireletso mono ka pa ho etsa halang. Ine sentweni ba ina hana yo ba sna tabalyo.
So nobody was responsible. The management will just let you work whether you are protected or not, but if you demand the maybe the nose specs is only then that you receive.
Did you demand them? Did you start feeling, when you were working here at any point, did you start feeling ill?
There was just a chaos here because if you are injured, it's only then they would start to sort of like help you because they've seen now you're getting worse. And then still he says you must demand these things. And they think it means there were protection facilities, but they were put one side for you to be maybe more sick, or you must be.
Only when you got sick, then they pulled them out. Is that what you're saying? Is that what he's saying? Okay. So what were the first signs that you felt physically? What started happening? You said previously it's when you started getting epilepsy. Is that was, or was it breathing? What was the signs?
Kore ono kwa hanga tano bulau bulau ake faho, ukwache laika uchoro kisfuba, di duene taha uba la.
Okay, that would be headaches. We feel headaches and then chest pains, and then easily after that,
duene
taha and drains are la. It just become lumps.
So when you started feeling these things at the factory, did you go to the Did the factory have a medical facility, or did you go to a doctor, or what happened?
There are so many things like sexual dysfunctions and all these things. He was just adding on top of how he felt.
Previous one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So just, can I ask that question that I was at? Yeah.
Okay.
Which is, when these things began to happen, was there a medical facility at Samankor, or did you go to private doctors? In other words, what?
Halikala lukwala kula. Ono na le moli ante. Ono Samankor na le di doctor sa yon na kapo clinic ay yon na kapo na yung kisa ng ati.
Samankor ine ina le kore ne regular che kwa mano kodi lo kodi. Samankor. Kota doctor sa Samankor. But we are the X-ray, we check the mirror, the PO, the coffee, the impa. How about the mono? How about the now? Wakula, Kapa, who is a halam? And so you are a fellow. I am 17. And so you
keep. Okay, they would be checked every month. But after having been checked, the doctors would not tell you, even if they can diagnose some kind of diseases from you, they will not tell you that you are sick. It's just a question of going on and working.
And all during this time that this was happening, just to go back to the question that we asked previously, was there any support or anything that was happening from the union?
Hona hentlengena nomsa inena le siabo tabenya e ukula ba sebetsi ka po ho sebetsa ka tlasa maemo a kotsi
ndate nomsa ho hang ho bane utlwa ke ne re nkwa di x-ray kgwedi le kgwedi re nkwa meroto ke doctor eo ya feme e ilo di checka ntho tseo di checkwa e khutle hape nne re jwetse gore ntse re lokile re ka nna ra sebetsa re se utlwile ka motlha o le monnusa e ntsha lentswe la gore na ntho tsa batho di tsamaya jwang kapa yona e ke e tswe e check-e ntho tseno mono gore basebetsi ba lokile kapa ga ba kule kapa ba isiwa di-doctor-eng nomisa ne se ntho eneng ena le taba le yona.
Okay, the doctors also would come for x-rays and check the urines and blood and everything, but still they wouldn't tell them if they are sick or not, and nomisa didn't take any part in that.
Just to ask, when you started feeling sick, you were still working at Samankor?
O kadile handle kula la Samankor ka pom from pelo.
Did you speak to the doctor and say, look, this is what you're feeling?
Doctor ewe alona one nelekele je ka po wena uno kilwa yetsa na kukwa mona ubhloko this mona ubhloko headache something like that.
Uno sa ibulona doctor we bolelle gore na o etsa halang ka wena yona ke yona ene nyu etsa ha e qeta al qeta o le exam ena mo ine le jo etsa ntse le lukile le tsamae le msebetsi.
You didn't talk to any doctor, ask any question. It was his, you had no right by his brother, the way he's speaking. He was going to check you and fill the papers and then you're fine, go back to work.
Did you go and see a doctor outside of work?
Olaka wa tswa he ka wa lo shela ke doctor wa ka ntle kana go ntse o kwa kwa kula
kana go eno he kana go se ke hlasetswe ke lifule o la hoa bona feme mani Samankor ba ile ba ba nku ka ba nkisa medical bureau.
Okay. After they've realized that this epilepsy is becoming worse, they did take him to the bureau, medical bureau. They're the same doctors of Samankor.
The same doctors as Samankor.
And who took you there?
Samankor itself.
Alright, and when you went to the bureau, what did they say to you then?
O medical bureau bona ba ba itseng we.
Ke nkwe ba nkentse brain scan. O tloa monwa minwa ni nyama o tloa lo go tapo re ke body ya ka ka ofela yentse brain scan go ke check me ka are ka ofela.
Okay,
then ha ke peta mo x-ray yo ya tenyeno e tshile mono inkuwe ke samankho nna ba mpolella gore doctor a nsheba mane re ke na le metsi boko.
Okay.
Ye nengwe na ba ntshwetsa ka yona ka ofela nix le ha ke batla ke ha ba hana ka yona ba bolela go hanye nona ke a tlameha o ifumana.
Okay, they took him to that medical bureau and scanned the whole body. But what came out from the doctors, they said he's got some water in his brain. And he wanted to see the x-ray, but they wouldn't give it to him.
Did they explain to you what they thought the reason why you had the water on your brain, or why you had the, what was the reason for these problems?
He said because of epilepsy.
So their diagnosis was epilepsy?
Yeah. I can always say that voices came. Yes, it's like
that. When you say that they wouldn't give you your x-rays, did you ask them for all your medical records and they refused?
The medical report to sa go fela ba nna ba hana ka tsone.
Eh, mane ba sa o fi di ka ha tsa ho kula mane tse o ntsono di e tswa mane ke doctor.
And they weren't allowed to see you any paper or anything, and you don't talk to the doctor. I think they were running from the information they knew, I think, this prison. And then that was their secret, according to if I'm listening carefully.
And then how long did you carry on working?
Then kisebeditse o fihlela ka 2001.
Okay. Epilepsy started in 1998. And then he continued working until 2001.
Okay.
I wanted to know, during this time when you were seeing the doctor, were there other workers that were telling you, were you talking amongst yourselves, were other workers that were suffering same kinds of things or feeling the same kinds of problems with their bodies?
Even le your apartment management ya go ne re na le dula le bona go re ba re ke re fane mae go re me re bona nteng gore mona teng re sebetsa kotsi mona teng ho jwa mona go re bua ntho tse ka ntse.
Okay, there was a time where they used to talk among themselves, and even departmental management gave them some time to talk for themselves if they were feeling anything bad about the working conditions.
So when you talked with your other comrades and your other workers, did they have similar kinds of stories and similar kinds of problems?
Ufumane batho ba ba sebetsa le bona ntse ba na le mathata a mangata kapa a tshwa batlang a tshwana le ka ba company.
Ee, bonnete fela boholo e re ke re yona khamphane kaofela batho e re sebetsang le bona mane re na le ona mathata empa le ha a sa tshwane empa batlile a tshwana gobane re infectuwe ke ntho e le nngwe ke manganese.
Okay. Most of them are infected by the chemical. That's why they all got trenched.
Okay. Now, before we get to that point about being retrenched, I wanted to ask you, during this time, You said, you know, in 1998, epilepsy, and you worked till 2001. And all of these things were happening to your body. How did that, for you, how did that affect your personal life and your family life?
Okay, ntotse ka reng tsona tsona tsa bohuwa, o tloa kana ka bo 98, ila tsa affecta le lapa la hao a ba bona o sokola ka.
Ntate, ho no ho se monate ka hara lelapa ka mona. Kore le bophelo bo ile ba tjhentjha, kore ha ba boima. Hobane jwale ne ke tshwantse ho dula ke katuwe bosiu le motsheare le ha ke robetse, mme o ne a sa robale le banyane ba ka kaofela, hobane ntho ena e ne e ntlhasela le hara bosiu ke ntse ke robetse fihleng tshwa. Ba re ba utlwa fela se ntse ke etsa kgergergerger ka tlhokamane ka kamoreng bethe ntse ke robetse, a batla batho le gore ke agile.
It really affected the family in that the epilepsy happened anytime, even if he was asleep, and then his mother would always have to wake up in the night and go and check, and during the day his siblings, somebody must be around him to see that he's in good position.
Okay. Now, 2001, you were retrenched. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what was the reason? What happened? Just tell us about that retrenchment.
Okay, in 2001, I was all retrenched. In Bakale, in Lona, I was retrenched. In
Bakale, I was retrenched. In Kare, ka 1990. Ke hane re nkwa madi mane sa mankho, re nkwa meroto, re nkwa dinala, ho thwe di romelwa laboratory in Cape Town dilo ho lo tshekwa manganese. Ha e sa le ntho tseno di ye Cape Town, re lebeletse reporto re ikgutle hore na re tlo utlwa hore na re jwang. Ke mona moo itseng ka 2001 ke a re jwetswa hore mosebetsi o fedile. Jwale ke me rileng ra bona hore mona mosebetsi o fedile hobane ba bona hore re infected ke manganese.
Okay. There have been taken blood, urine, and nails, and then that was taken to Cape Laboratory for a checkup of manganese. But since the urine, nails, and blood went to Cape Town, they expected a report back. But in 2001, they heard of retrenchment. That is when they realized that the retrenchment is because of the company has realized that he has affected these people with manganese.
Okay, so how many people were retrenched with you when you were retrenched?
Not really, but I got retrenched.
More than go back to retrenched when they were 9 hours, gave to be more than 200.
Ka 2001. Okay, more than 200 in 2001.
More than 200. Mm-hmm. And those of those 200, did you know, or did at the time, that most of those had also done all the tests as well, in other words I'm asking you, did you think that everybody was being retrenched because the management had found out that they were now poisoned with manganese?
Oh, ola lena wa hlokomela wa tsentse be lo ke nnete batho bana ba tena ba ntsha tsena ka baka la manganese.
Eh, ye no na ke hlokometse go re ntsha ba lo ka baka la manganese. O bane. Ska ha ke se ke boletse go re nkuwe meroto eo dinala le madi ho ya tshekwa manganese ke ka hona he itseng ha o tshwantse report e khutlo re jwetse re na re tswang re infected o lo bokae ke me re retrenchwang fela re ntshwa ka femi.
Yeah, they basically what made him thought most of the people who did have manganese because at the rate of 200 workers being retrenched at the same time was what they thought most, if not all of them, do have manganese.
Okay, we need to just pause because we have to change the tape, okay? So just we'll take a bit of... Okay, we're just restarting. I wanted to ask you, what was the official explanation given for the retrenchment?
Fenas go di Paula.
Okay.
Se ding ona le Paula se tlo kwalwa se sa tlo hlola di sebetsa.
Okay.
Wa le ke ka hona he ba tlameang ho hafola batho.
Okay. In this department what they told them is that they are closing down Fenas, which is basically the brazier that was cooking all that metal thing. And then the reason is that they are closing those braziers so that no more people can be working there. As a result, they must retrench them. So,
were you working with their furnace? Because weren't you working in the lab?
No, I don't think this furnace is furnace like the chemical. Furnace is saying it's the place of power, like
furnace,
I think.
Yeah, no, we understand. Yeah, the furnace,
furnace.
Right.
But the question still stands.
Yeah. I'm asking, were you working directly with the furnace?
Oh, no, se beza ka yona Paul.
Ah, ne ke sa se beza ka Paul. Ko re mosebetsi wa rona. Ho re re thole mosebetsi le. A ke di Paul a tshwantse di sebetse. Then the sample tsenkuwa mo di Pauli di tlo chekwa lepe mona gore e lokile tshepeo e phegweng e ka nna rekiswa kapa ha ya loka. Then le di mix tse phegwang mo Pauli di chekwa lepe before di tlaya di Pauli.
Okay, the metal that was smelted from the furnaces would come from there to their lab for test.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So when you were handed your retrenchment notices, all of the two, yourself and other 200 people, what did you do? Did you...
Habat kotele fama ngolo alona ao mselezu fedile wena le makomorita mamu le lalaitza.
Kore... kana go ya ntate ha ba re fund ho tseno ba ga mosebetsi o fedile ho ne ho le bohloko ho ba ho no se monate o fellwa ke mosebetsi e mipotsa ho na ba le mosebetsi o fedile o tlo phela bang ka e
a hona action le kala le la lang ha ba qeta le fa mangolo
re ile ra bitsa ba nomsa hore ba tlo re shebisa ka tabeni feme e tsa no hore na ntho tsa rona di tlo tsamaiswa hantle ka toka na ska ha ile mona feme re bolela ho mosebetsi o fedile so tshwantse re ntse mosebetsi.
Okay, they referred to the anger to nomsa for them to help them because there it is that hearts are broken because they've been retrenched.
And just insofar as, did you, at that time, insofar as you already suspected that the reason you were being retrenched was because of your illness, did you ask Samanko for your medical records?
Samanko ntate ho hang reporto ya medical hore na o jwang wena wa kula kapa ho etsahalang ho hang even le me di beuweng teng di x-ray tseo tse neng tse re di nkuwa Samanko ha ho na motho a dineletsong hore a ka thasha tulo eo.
Okay, as he said earlier on, no medical report would be, even where they were packed, maybe in an office, nobody was allowed to go nearer to that office.
And NUMSA, at this time, when you went to NUMSA, what was their response?
NUMSA, I would call in some citizens, you are not laser.
Ha esale NUMSA re reportetse hore re ntshwa mosebetsing, ha hona le ya mong wa bona ileng a lebeha loto. Se teng fela ha ntse re ba contacta kore ntse re ba bitsa ba founelwa re tlohong le tlo bona ke mona re ntshitswe mesebetsing ka tlasa mabaka e re sa tsebe ntho tseo kaofela. Ke ha ba re bolelela gore no jwale ekare re tla ba teng.
Not even one of them attended to that problem of their retrenchment until where some of them were now getting fed up with them phoning and calling them for help.
And what kind of package were you given when you were retrenched?
Bunyane chelteni lifua hale retrenchment ebe ukae kore, more or less
90,000 before tax. After tax, it was 70,000, only 70,000.
Around, I think, from they were taxed up to 20,000.
And that so, and you had almost, you had been working almost 20 years at Samanko.
I've been sebeditse Samanko mane for 13 years.
About 13 years.
13 years. Okay.
And was it calculated in terms of how long you'd work?
There's no shortage in that because, in fact, almost all of them went to the same level of account, regardless of the years you worked there.
Or the grades that you had achieved, the different gradings, Ezekiel.
No,
okay, it made no difference.
It,
no. Okay. So, Ezekiel, just tell us, once you you were retrenched from Samancor, what did you... Well, how was your physical condition at that point? Now,
2001. Since then, there's nothing right in his whole body system. He's always sleeping. Every time he's on his bed, relaxing because everything is not right with his body.
And did after you got retrenched, did you go see an independent doctor? Did you go see someone else that to find out maybe exactly what was going on?
Ntate nkare boholo ba di doctor re botsa maile le tsona di doctor tsena di hana ho re bolella seo e leng ne to re na nete ke eng sa kwana.
He tried lots of them, but no one is coming up with exactly what problem is with that sicknesses.
Okay, and when did you join? You start joining with the other workers, retrenched workers of Samankor, to try to fight to get back your records, your pension, you know, all of those things. That the, when did you start doing
that? Le ma comrade amang hele tse bomba eno ya o le ke le me ka moto le batle ditokelo tsa lona ma sa ma
ka dile 2001.
So almost exactly after you got retrenched, you joined the group, the retrenched group. Okay. And just tell us about what's happened since that time with your attempts to try to get compensation and get recognition.
Okay, as I lay out Ramono and Zelitseka, who is I say Hanselelo and Alvata Alvata with Zekole, the compensation or Patare, the shelters as a Lumala company?
Re ba ngolletse melaetsa mono ya dillo tsa rona e leng gore ne ntse ba sainki ebile ntse ba re bitsetsa le maponesa ore maponesa a tlo re thiba se ke ra ya go bona re ile jalo ntse re ya le bona boitseko bona re sa botloele ntse re itse ka go ya pele go fitlhela re tlilo kopana le ba APF. Ke bona ba ileng ba fitlha he ba re tshehetsa he be se ba tsamaya le rona ka ntho e nngwe le engwe.
After that, the action that they took, the exercise marches, pickets to Samankho, and then times they would let the police stop them from marching to that company, and then they kept on marching to this that company until APF came to their rescue until now.
And have in for you now, you're 2001 now, it's 6 years since that time. Do you feel as though you have any justice, or is there anything that you feel like, yeah, that's the best word I can use, you know, have you gotten justice for what's happened?
There is some justice, but from the comrades.
Only from that side.
Yeah.
The collective. Yeah.
Yes.
And Ezekiel, what in all of these things, all of these things that have happened to you, your sickness, the retrenchments and everything, what would you say about the role, or has there been any role? Have you tried to go and seek support from any government or the public at all? And how's the response been?
Ntate
nkare re le kaofela re ile ka ra ya lefapheng la mmuso lena la tsa mosebetsi ho Mr. nka bua lebitso la hae Modladlana. Ha re fihla ho ntate Modladlana re beile tetlebo ya rona ho yena hore ntate Modladlana jwalo ka wa lefapha la tsa mesebetsi ke mona ba ho kamedi ba rona ba mosebetsi meneng re sebetsa teng go bana ba fela ke bana jwa le ba re sebeditse hampe e bile ba rentsha mosebetsing fela re sna le etho le matsoho ba le re kopa wena jwa luka minister wa tsa mesebetsi o go kenele tabinyena o go thinthe batho ba utlo rena o ka re thusa ha kae ha jwa ke mo ntate motlatla na ile nga go bolella gore rona se re tshwantseng re sietse ke gore re shebane le ba worksman compensation re kwele go lwantshana le samanko yena ha ona thuso a ka re fang yona thuso ya haiki eo fela o re romela go worksman compensation.
Having seen that samanko employers have dumped them with their leaders, they took it to the struggle to the labor department where they met Minister Mdlalane. And he also referred them to the worksman compensation, and he said that was the only help he could give them.
And have you had any, with the workman's compensation, has there been any movement there?
Worksman compensation, ho labana le ntunyane ba lutsanga.
Bonnete mbata bantate, worksman compensation, ona ha re ka ba ra e thinta ho hang. Gobane ditseko ba rona bo kgatlhano le samanko worksman compensation yona ha e tsebe letho ka taba rona le hukula ha rona yona sa yona fela ne tloge fela ke gore e re fe seo se yona e se batlang.
Because the struggle and the fight was against Samanko, so there was no way that they could have gone to the worksman compensation, because the worksman compensation didn't have anything to do with the illnesses and the chemicals and stuff.
That's what they told you.
Getting to what you're saying. They themselves. They told themselves that they're not getting.
They're not going to.
Yeah.
Okay. Ezekiel, how? I know it's probably a very difficult thing in terms of what's happened to you. But now, 6 years on, how do you feel now about all these things that have happened to you? What do you feel like?
Gore be reng le ha ke dutse ke le mo
Okay. It's all right. Maybe a bit more of a positive question. What would you consider, Ezekiel, as something that would be justice for you in nothing? You said some good things have happened with the comrades and you've gotten, but full justice, what would you consider to be in this, even though I know some of the things that have happened cannot be reversed, but now, where you are now?
Nna se ke se batlang gona jwale kore samanko re patale
All he needs is just for Samango to compensate them. Because, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Go ahead. Is there anything that you'd like to add?
And two batlang mhlomo ga sa ipotsa mona o ka ratang ho itlatselletsa mona mhlomo mpela ga tsamae ha ntse ga tsama mona ga ga le ka o fumana thuso fo batho ka nlo
e go re sa mang go re patale re fe tsheltin we re demand le mo bona ho re le gona o phela le bana ba rona le ba malapa rona kaofela kore e ke phetho.
Okay,
so let's go
back. I think basically it's just for them to give the money that they are demanding, so just as to support their families and their children.